Okay, finally, everyone's saying it's day five of the World Cup in Brazil, and at 6 p.m. East Coast time, the U.S. team starts play, meeting Ghana, a grudge match. Ghana eliminated the U.S. from the past two World Cups. NPR's Russell Lewis is in Natal, Brazil, where Team USA will play tonight. So, Russell, just tell us a little bit about what that feels like in that town you're in.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful beach town. It's got these lovely wide beaches, and there are these massive sand dunes that tower up steep hills. There are lots of restaurants and bars along the beach, and it's, you know, it's certainly not quiet either. You can probably hear cars driving by in the background and maybe the occasional water drop hitting the trees outside my room. We had a lot of rain here over the weekend. I mean, a lot. And it's still soggy here. Natal is spruced up for the World Cup. There's a brand new airport. There's plenty of road construction. It's not all completed. We were at the stadium yesterday, and parts of it are actually fenced off, and you can still see some construction equipment inside. Of course, there's a big security presence here. Brazilian military is out and about with rifles slung over their shoulders, and we're hearing that there might be some protests later today, too. People, of course, unhappy with the high cost of staging the games, the sluggish economy, and low salaries. So there is a lot to take on here in Natal, the city of about 800,000.
What about American fans? Passionate, but maybe not as big in number as, say, they are in Brazil.
Well, I will say that it seems that the Americans are really taking this place over. We're hearing that there are about as many as 20,000 American fans that are here. And you can see many of them at the beach, at those restaurants and bars. Last night, the big soccer fan club, it's called the American Outlaws, they held a huge party last night. The stadium here in Natal is a bit small. It seats about 40,000. So it's possible that it could be a home game for the U.S. team. One person, though, who will be at the game is Vice President Joe Biden. I will say that even members of the U.S. team got to enjoy a bit of the scenery. Today, U.S. Soccer posted some video of the team walking around the beach and kicking a soccer ball around on the sand. They looked calm, relaxed, and ready to go.
Well, remind people who haven't been following the Cup till today, you know, how are their chances? As we said, Team Ghana kicked them out of the last two World Cups. The coach of the U.S. team has been very reticent, but people are parsing the tea leaves of his speech in recent days, that maybe he's giving an indication that they might win, that he thinks they might win. Well, what's the sense?
It's a good question. In addition to Ghana, the U.S. will play against soccer powerhouses Portugal and Germany. So if the U.S. really has any hope to advance out of group play, they really need to beat Ghana or at least tie them. And we should point out, of course, that the U.S. is on a bit of a hot streak, too. They won each of their last three warm-up international games before getting to Brazil. Soccer is a streaky kind of sport, so they've got that going for them, too, at the moment.
Excellent. And by the way, what's the overall thinking about how the games are going? The play, the kind of play we're seeing?
Oh, I mean, it's been really amazing. You know, even though it's early in the tournament and there's a lot more soccer to be played, people are calling it one of the best World Cups of all time. There have been some amazing games and some really amazing upsets. Defending champion Spain was defeated soundly by the Netherlands 5-1. There were some incredible goals in that game. Costa Rica upset Uruguay on Saturday. Argentina had a good one yesterday, too. You know, and the scoring is up. They've been averaging more than 3 goals a game, and so far there has not been a tied game. Most of the games have been back-and-forth affairs with attacks and counterattacks. So even if you're not a true soccer fan, there's a lot to watch and enjoy by what we've seen so far in these 12 stadiums across Brazil.
Yeah, terrific. And lucky you. NPR's Russell Lewis, following the World Cup from Natal, Brazil. The U.S. begins play tonight at 6 p.m. East Coast time. They face off against Team Ghana. Russell, thanks so much.
You're welcome.